Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're very welcome to a very special episode of the Nile or Nine podcast. I wanted to do something to mark the fact that we were going back into lockdown, and, you know, looking after our mental health is super important and something that we could all use some advice with. So we asked some of our favorite music people to give us a bit of a pep talk. So what we asked was, would you give us a piece of advice, something positive for dealing with lockdown? Think of it as a pep talk to yourself or to whoever's listening out there. What positive words would you like to hear yourself? What bit of good knowledge would you like to impart to others? What you're about to hear is a collection of those answers direct from those artists themselves. I hope you find something that chimes with you and you can use as we go forward in the next 6 weeks during the lockdown here. And hopefully there's some good advice to take with you beyond that. So go to a quiet place, take a walk and listen to this and take in some sound advice from some sound people.
Hello, I'm Seema. How's it going? A favourite expression of mine is, we arrive to the world as a boulder and life knocks corners off of us until we become smooth as a river stone. I think everyone is feeling quite smooth this year. Smooth brained from the lack of stimulation and smooth skinned from the lack of sun damage. We are all going to be a very significantly different version of ourselves in January 2021 than we were in January 2020. And I hope that you choose to be levelled by life for the better and not for the worse. Hard times are hard, but they're not that long. Think about the person you're going to be in a post-COVID world. What do they look like? What do they do? This is the moment you've been waiting for your whole life if you have dreamt about dyeing your hair green and shaving a Celtic cross into your head. There's a chance to really sink your teeth into all the hippie crap that your colleagues would ask you too many questions about over lunch. Read Ulysses. Buy a kayak. Don't do both. Whoever is listening, I love you and I believe in you. I love you if you commit to getting jacked and work out for 6 hours in one day. I believe in you if you eat 10,000 calories in one sitting and watch 9 consecutive hours of The Gilmore Girls. I love and believe in you if you do both of these things in direct succession. The only thing that makes sense right now is doing what you want to do. Spending all this time alone will help you figure out exactly what that is. I can't wait to see who you are next year. Love you.
Hey, it's Merle here, and I just want to send a little message of encouragement to everybody as we're all facing this lockdown again, especially people who are being forced to stay at home, people who can't work, people who can't see their loved ones, people who are alone in this time. I just want to say that we can do this. You know, we're all in this together, if we may say so among ourselves. And one positive is that we've already done this, you know, earlier in the year. So we've learned some lessons. We've learned some lessons from the first one. So we can definitely do this one, better. I also know that there isn't a one way of going about this. We're all going to deal with it our own ways. But I think it's important that we see that there is an end to this. You know, it might be hard to look beyond it right now, especially since the news is so fresh. But we are here and we will see it through, because we need to, for ourselves, first of all, but also for the people who depend on us, or people who will depend on us in this time. It is important that as we go home, as we stay at home, we don't forget that we all still need one another. We also need to reach out to one another and check on your friends, your family members, you know, even people you haven't spoken to in a while. Maybe this is the time to reach out to them. But also find ways, if possible, to stay in your community, even if it's online, you know, keep the community spirit going, because we need that. How do you do that? I mean, we're lucky, you know, those of us who have internet, we can find ways to stay in contact with our friends and family. And if you're a creative, I know this is tough. I can never ask anybody to stay creative, but if it is possible, you know, try to find other ways to keep doing what you do, you know, to the best of your ability in this time, and find ways to nurture your art, continue to harness your skills. I'm looking forward to not learning new skills, but maybe again trying different ways of doing some of the things I already know how to do. So, and come December, we're all going to have a very different festive season this time. But again, let's stay in touch and we will get through this. That is for sure. Take care of yourself. Look after yourself, and also don't be too harsh on yourself. Do the little things that you enjoy doing when possible, you know, because those are the things that remind us that, look, we're still here. So talk to you on the other side of this.
This broken place, how could you be so wise?
Hey, it's Shauna Watson from We've Only Just Begun, and one of the biggest things that has really gotten me through the pandemic and the last lockdown was changing my mindset to start to focus on getting through one day at a time. When you start to think of, you know, time in big chunks, like 6 weeks, you can start to weigh up all the things that you're not going to do, people you're not going to see, what you're not going to have anymore. And that can feel quite like overwhelming and very isolating. So what really worked for me is starting to focus on, okay, we're just going to worry about getting through this one day today, not going to think about tomorrow, not going to think about the next 6 weeks, but I'm just going to focus on getting through today. One thing I think that needs to really be nipped in the bud for this lockdown is putting an end to this narrative that we need to upskill or make the most of this time or learn a new language. And I think that for musicians especially, that's a lot of pressure to write this big bank of new material. So I think, yeah, like, I mean, it's more important to find what makes us happy and focus on that instead. And really, if we come out of this pandemic alive with our mental health still relatively intact, I think that's enough of an achievement in itself. So, like, no one's expected to excel during a pandemic.
Hello, this is Charles and Andrew from the Mary Wallopers. And during this awful lockdown, when times are tough, we've been rediscovering old hobbies that we thought have gone with the past.
Both of us have broke limbs skateboarding, but mentally we're in a great place because of that. So try and do some things that you didn't have a chance to do before.
And if you don't do things, if you manage to not do things, just accept that the whole country is for 6 weeks now doing nothing. So of all the times when you get a free pass to just do nothing, now is it. So if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the day, you know, the odd day, that's fine.
Embrace it.
Just embrace it. Just embrace everything. You're not doing anything wrong.
What if darkness was light? Under cover of bright, we'd stalk a prey they can't see in the day. It's too white. Oh, life dying out in the ocean, turned to clouds, soggy boots raining down from the sky. Having drowned, oh, it's not what you think. It's a memory bank, and it's living in our mouths. So open wide, she's coming out.
Hey, this is Amelia from Sylvanesso here. I've been taking time to remember that even in this moment of isolation, instead of leaning into the comfort of media that I have already seen and records that I already know, I've been using this time to actively invest in becoming inspired. And I encourage you to do that too. It feels really good. And we have so much time to really swim around in inspiration. That's what I've been doing. I hope you guys are well.
Yo, this is God Knows Here. I hope you're having a lovely day. And if it's in the evening, I hope you're having a lovely evening. And yeah, just going to give you a bit of encouragement and a few things that have helped me along the way. So the first thing that I would say is that what has helped me the last time around, because I'm going to use the knowledge and the wisdom that I amassed from the first time we were here, is I learned that the first thing that I do when I wake up is not go on Twitter or Instagram, because I'm susceptible to other people's emotions and feelings and thoughts. So I usually try to pivot and go straight to places that I find encouragement or hope. And that's usually on my YouTube. And even though that's like an algorithm still, it's an algorithm that I've curated myself. So it's things that I know that, okay, I know that this is definitely going to lift me. So that's something that I can offer. Second thing is something that actually novelist, the MC said. He was saying, go where the love is. So I try my best to always be in constant communication with people who love me and care about me. You know, outside of work and business, in which you got to do. But, you know, people that pour into me and people that I can in turn pour into, because they allow me to. So I'll go where the love is. And then the last thing is that the last time around, one of my favorite things and something that was really, really good for me was I managed to connect with a few people that I hadn't connected with in a while, because we always were too busy. So now that we're back into this, I feel like there'll be a few more people that I know care and have love for me that I haven't connected with in a while. So that's my 2 cents. I hope you're having a lovely, 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 lovely day. All the best.
I think the most important thing that we can do right now, while so much is out of our control and we might be feeling very uncertain in these uncertain times, what I keep telling myself and reminding myself is that it's so important for me to protect my peace. And by protect my peace, I mean what I surround myself with. How I nourish myself. I do everything that nourishes me, whether it's writing, journaling, music, and just doing those things to keep you sane. And by protecting your peace, it's trying not to let in anything that can disrupt your peace. And also, you know, it's so important for us to know that, like, look, while these times are so uncertain and so out of control, that we still have the power within ourselves to control what we can control. It can be a really tough time to want to control everything, especially when it comes to the situation that we're in at the moment in terms of the pandemic, and some things are just totally out of our control. So trying not to get too bogged down on what we can't control and focus on what we can control.
Call him, call on him, and call him when you need him, and he'll be there. Tastes like glory, 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 and he'll be there. Tastes like glory.
How is this? Is Mango from Mango Matman. Nola asked me to say some kind of words that I tell people going into second lockdown. I think we all know where we're at. I think staying offline, stop looking at the panic and the worry and the guessing, and especially from people who are having a fucking breeze what they're talking about, is usually a good thing to do for your head. I found through the last lockdown getting into things that didn't necessarily have to make money. Cooking, working out, meditation. You know, if you are lucky enough to be at home and not an essential worker during this lockdown. But Matt Mann always gave me this great advice about how to handle things when things seem daunting or you're worried about the future. And it's so simple, and probably everybody's heard it, but it really nails it home. Short-term pain, long-term gain. So if we lock down, if we wear the fucking masks, if we wash our hands, don't have gaff parties, you know, stuff that we've all been told and hasn't changed since the start of this. No matter what, how much the government are level this, level that, and fucking that all up. Just put a mask on, wash your hands, don't be going mental. With gaff parties and seeing people. And it'll all be over a lot sooner, you know. It's only a couple of, it's a bad few months. We can make it through this. Irish people have been through a lot worse. And you have to keep that in the back of the mind, that a little sacrifice goes a long way. Nice one.
Hello Niall, this is Rachel Lavelle. I'm here to give you a bit of positivity for lockdown part two. For my lockdown, I am going to focus on doing things that reduce stress because I tend to get very overwhelmed by things and just turn the dial down. That is the plan. So ways of doing this, I do journaling in the morning, so I've gone out of it, but I'm coming back in, and that is doing about 3 A4 pages in the morning of just freehand writing. You could literally talk about anything, all your worries, all your fears, and just put them on a page, and then it sort of takes the cloudiness out of your brain for a bit, and I find that that really helps me to chill. And then also, yeah, bit of comedy, and try and find some laughter in all of this. I've been watching Schitt's Creek and it's making me laugh, so things like that, journaling, laughing, crying, everything. You gotta do it, guys. Okay.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Maliki here. With the recent announcement that we will be going back into lockdown for 6 weeks, it really breaks my heart. But my heart really goes out to the people who are living in really volatile and just uncomfortable situations at the moment, whether that's mentally, physically, or the people that they surround themselves with. We really have to think of others through this time and come together. I know my privilege living in a household with my family still, and I have everything I need at my fingertips. But for some people who may be living alone, whether that's elderly or young, whatever that may be, we really have to come together and make sure that we make this 6 weeks as doable and as easy as possible. And that's easier said than done. But as a whole, we can really come together and make it a time where everyone can feel safe and happy within this 6 weeks. With saying that, there's a quote that really resonates with me through this time. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that there was in me an invincible summer. And with that being said, it basically talks about, even though we are in the depths of this dark and cold time, there is a light and there is an end to it. So if we come together, look after each other, stay safe, it will end. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Faye here from Soda Blonde. I don't know how qualified I am to give anybody else advice, but what I would certainly tell myself going into this next phase of lockdown is to take it a day at a time. I think it's definitely a time for introspection, and lots of things can come up for us all. Maybe things that we don't want to acknowledge or haven't wanted to acknowledge, and all the time to just be present with yourself can be a bit of a challenge, I think, to say the least. That's certainly something that's come up for me. I know everybody's different, but that's been a challenging part of lockdown for me, just all the time with myself. So yeah, I think it's just about taking things one day at a time and trying to do things for yourself that make yourself feel good, you know, not trying to overcompensate by doing more work or, you know, trying to force yourself into productive space. I think it's just chilling out. The other thing that I found was great for me in the last lockdown was listening to that Baz Luhrmann song, Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen. I think everybody should always listen to that. I think it's universally a wonderful collection of advice, and it made me feel so much better. I kind of put that on when I'm not feeling great, and one particular part of it says sometimes you're behind, sometimes you're ahead, the race is long. So I think that's, you know, that really sticks with me, or makes me kind of feel accepting of whatever space I'm in. So yeah, stay safe.
Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
What's up, listeners of the 909 podcast, Deadly Podcast? My mate Zach from London was actually on to me today, so give him a shout out. He's a big listener in the podcast. But could I say podcast a bit more there? Say podcast again. Go on. That's what my brain does. Just questions everything I say. But yeah, okay. So I'm trying to give myself advice for lockdown 2, and maybe other people can take heed of this advice and use it and do as I say, not as I do. So I heard something ages ago on another podcast I was listening to, and it was a conversation with a guy from a death squad. Death squad? He definitely wasn't a death squad. What even is death squad? That's some Germany 1944 type shit. He was in the Navy SEALs is what he was. Not a death squad. Okay, and basically what he said was, he was posed the question, you know, you're going through these stressful situations where it's life or death, not just for you, but for your team, for everybody around you. How do you get through it without freaking the fuck out? And what he said was step by step. And it's so simplistic, but I've used it in my life when I've been in a death squad. No, when I've been in stressful situations, like when I was doing my solicitor's exams or coming up to a gig, like playing Longitude, my third ever gig was with the game in the Olympia. Wasn't even with the game. What am I fucking talking about? My brain is wrecked today. It was with YG, similar enough to the game in the Olympia. And I was playing to 1,000 people who didn't give a fuck who I was, and they just wanted to see the game. And I used this advice then, and it was like, just step by step. You get off the chair, you tie your shoes, you walk over to this place, you do the thing that you need to do, and you do it in order, and you don't think about what's happening ahead. You just think about the thing that you're doing right now. And that has really helped me over the years in many different situations. Because I think that what causes stress for us is fucking just thinking about like all this mad shit that is not what's going on right now. And like, if you organize your thoughts before you do the things, it takes away all that stress. For me, it does anyway. I like to make lists of things that I need to do when everything gets a bit hectic. That helps a lot. And lower my expectations. That's what's helped me with the last lockdown. It's like, okay, I have all these expectations to play all these gigs, to do all these numbers, to do whatever. But like, the simple things are what's most enjoyable right now. And that's what the last lockdown gave me back. It was like time to spend with my family, time to spend with my son. And it actually gave me a lot in the long run, because it took away the social aspect of my life that I was completely engulfed in, going out, meeting people, being this fucking man about town. But realistically, I had a son right in front of me that, you know, he needs me. He needs my attention. So that's what the last lockdown gave to me. Lockdown 2 might give me crippling depression, or it might give me some new lessons. But yeah, I hope it's kind to all you guys, and yeah, peace and love.
Wasn't mine. Scared to admit my. many shortcomings led to overdraft in this affair. Declining quicker than we started. Evidence we misaligned, and I get more in love with you each time. Something wrong with me. I like the way you screw your face. You'll trigger me right when I need it. You wrong, but I can't get on without you. It's a shame, and I can't blame myself. Keep loving you, you do it this. All that I know is mirrors inside me. They recognize you. Please don't deny me.
Hello, Nile or Nine podcast listeners, which I guess includes myself. My name is Ruth Medjber, and in lockdown one, I worked my ass off, and I think if I was to look back or to give words of advice to myself going into lockdown two, it would be don't feel the need to do that. I very much had a fight or flight response to the last lockdown, and I was a ball of pent up anxiety and fear, and I was terrified. I had lost everything in terms of employment, but I had also lost what I thought was everything in terms of my identity, because my career as a music photographer is the only thing I've ever done, and I'm very much known for it. So it's very hard to separate work from me as a person. So I felt very lost and lonely at the start of lockdown in March. That is the reason I worked so hard to build something up. When I didn't really need to do that at all, I could have just taken it easy and had a little break and enjoyed lockdown. So going into this lockdown, I am going to calm down a little bit, and I am going to just try and not put so much pressure on myself to constantly create work, not put pressure on myself to earn as much as I have in previous years, because it's out of my control. So I want to be able to accept when things are out of our control, like a global pandemic. And I'm also not going to make myself feel guilty for eating a bar of chocolate of an evening and drinking more wine than I normally do and sleeping in late and going to bed and having a nap whenever I feel like it. I'm not going to feel guilty about these things, because they'll just be things that I'll need to do to cope with this absolutely huge global pandemic. So yeah, if I do put on another stone, then so be it. If that's what I need to do to survive mentally, then that's it. So yeah, I think I'd love to just tell people, I wish someone had told me to just, you know what, it's all right if you just take a break. It's all right if you just calm down and sit down and tap out for a while. It's not the end of the world if you don't work, and please stop comparing yourself and your levels of productivity to other people. I can't bake banana bread, and I'm just going to stop trying. That's what I'm going to do in lockdown two. I hope everyone else survives it, and by all means, reach out to other people. Because if you're feeling low, chances are that there's people around you that are feeling just as low. And if you reach out to them, it'll get easier. But don't be that sad. Reach out to as many people as you can, and we'll get through it together. There is still that sense of togetherness to be had, and we should all just lean on each other. Thanks. Thank you.
Hello, this is Michal Quinn. I guess the only advice I would have, and I think it goes during any time in life, is to try to be kind to yourself. During heavy times like this, I know I can get caught up in a sort of productivity rush. During the last lockdown we had, there were plenty of days where I just couldn't do anything. I felt frozen and useless. But now, looking back on those days, it's nice to remember those sort of days come and go. They aren't defining. Given the circumstances, so much is out of our control. So I think just let it go, and be okay with however you feel each day during this, good or bad. Because this will soon be something we talk about as something that has happened. I guess be nice to yourself is the main point I'd like to get across. And what gives me hope for the future is that we've already seen this this come and go. It's come and then it eased off. Life, I think, is an in and an out breath everywhere you look. And this seems no different to me. It'll come and then it'll go. So just be nice to yourself.
Hey everybody, this is Paddy Hanna here. Hello, I'm speaking to you with my sexy morning voice. And if ever you need inspiration, all you need to do is hear this sexy morning voice. Goodness gracious me. Boy, isn't this fun. Lockdown. I would never say that I am an expert in giving advice on anything. But yesterday, I needed to have a day off from life, as it were. So I consigned myself to the couch and only watched things that existed in like the 70s and 80s, where we could think about, you know, more uplifting things like Reaganism. And, who am I kidding? But anyways, listen, I just tried to make myself weightless, lay on the couch sideways, watched nothing but junk, and cleared my brain, essentially. Like, I hit the reset button. Now, here's the thing. Many of you might have families. Many of you might live in with lots of other people, and maybe you don't have a chance to be able to just chill out and whatnot. I get that. I consider myself very fortunate that I'm able to just take a day to chill out, and that's not the case with everyone. But if you can, just try and take an opportunity to switch off for a day. Think of it as like taking the video game out and blowing on the cartridge, you know? Give yourself that chance to just take a load off, if you can, anyways. That's what I've done. Is it good advice? I don't know, but that's certainly what I did. But anyways, this is Paddy Hanna saying, stay fresh, stay lovely, stay beautiful, everyone. And I love you all. All the best.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Alex Goff. I suppose going into a second lockdown is less than ideal for everyone, not just for most people, for everyone. But I think it's definitely a time to focus on yourself and do what it is you want to do. If you're a musician, make music. If you like cooking or always wanted to be a chef, make food. If what you want to do is absolutely nothing, then do absolutely nothing. I think it's a time to not put pressure on yourself, not to put any unnecessary stress onto yourself. It's just a time to do what it is that makes you happy and keep doing it. And we can get out the other side of this if we look after ourselves, look after our friends, and keep checking in on everyone and just look forward to spending a nice Christmas with our families and stuff like that. Just look to the end of the 6 weeks and we'll get out the other side and we'll all be better for it. Stay safe.
Hi, Salavita Mai here. Unfortunately, we're currently going through a pandemic and there is a lot of chaos in the world. But one thing I do want to say is stop being so hard on yourself. There is too much going on. Please take a pause, take rest, take some time to reflect and be super duper selfish at this point. Give yourself the love that you always wanted. Give yourself the time to be at peace, to be alone and reflect that you've always needed. Whether it be you've neglected your dreams, your passions, dive into that. If you've neglected people, reach out to them. Do things that truly make you happy. Try new things. Explore, adventure. I know we can't go out right now, but really focus on yourself. Really give yourself that love.
Donnie here. I'm in County Clare in the Burn. It's hard to give a piece of advice to everybody listening because everybody's in such a different kind of situation, but there's a couple of kind of truths that everybody should know. Number one is think of all the people who are around you right now, all the different houses and all the different people in your community, all the different people in your town.
every single day that you responsibly stay inside and adhere to lockdown rules and stuff, every single day you are helping each and every one of those people. And that's a pretty amazing thing to be able to do without having to do all that much, really. And that's been giving me a lot of kind of comfort in the last while. And then the second thing is, we've done this before. We've seen it. We can do it. We know what makes us happy when we're in this situation, and we're kind of used to it now. So it will not be as hard as the last time. I can guarantee you that. And third of all, there is a lot of what ifs and stuff like that, and a lot of, oh, well, what if this happens, or what if I can't do this, or what if I can't do that? The thing that you can only focus on right now is what you can do, and do what makes you happy, and don't put any pressure on yourself, and just see it through. Just see it through. And I suppose fourth as well, the weather isn't nearly as good as it was last time, so it will be a lot easier to be indoors. If you have a fireplace, light it, turn on the heat, and get that hot water bottle, grab a couple of movies, and just go for it. Love you lots, and I will see you soon.
Hi everyone, my name is Tolu McKay, and I just want to share some positive affirmations to you guys as we're all going through this lockdown 5 together. Honestly, I think the most important thing you need to realize is it's fine. Everything will be fine. There's no answer, there's no solution, there's nothing you can do to change such a grand thing, and that's fine. I think as humans, we're constantly trying to find answers to everything, which can lead us to a place of sometimes sorrow. So I want you to know that in this time, it's fine to be still. It's okay to be angry sometimes. It's okay to be emotional sometimes. It's fine. Everything is fine. You are fine. Everything will be fine. And even if it isn't, it's still fine. With the tiniest of things that are around you, find joy in it. Embrace the people that you have around you. Take the time to listen to your loved ones. Be more introspective and retrospective of daily things that happen. And take note of things that brings you joy naturally. Be it food, be it having a shower early in the morning or a bath in the night. Find really small things that make you appreciate being. I hope this helps.
Hui hui, it's Matt O here from Teburex. Just popping in to say hi, wishing everyone, you know, a lovely lockdown too, you know, the trilogy. I don't think it'll be a trilogy. I hope this is like a really bad sequel that secures no funding for a third movie. But to be honest, the way I'm thinking of this and the way, you know, it's obviously frustrating and scary to have decisions made on your behalf. And, you know, we were having our behaviors limited and our allowance, you know, of what we can do limited for the next few weeks. But the way it is, you know, it's a decision that's been made and it's out of our hands. And if it's out of our hands, it should be out of our head. All we can do is our best, and our best is more than enough. You know, just keep the train moving, keep going through it. And then hopefully next year we can look forward to some, you know, big, beautiful gigs full of sweaty people just jumping on top of each other, having an amazing time, you know, open air festivals, walking through a campsite with the sun beaming down on your skin. I can't wait. And I think once we get there, we can put this as a distant memory behind us and something we can be really proud of that we got through all together. So stay in it together, stay supporting, things be back to normal, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later. And we got this. It's fine.
Thank you to all the artists who submitted their pep talks. In order of appearance, you heard C-Mat, Merley, Shauna Watson, Mary Wallopers, Sylvain Esso, God Knows, Erica Cody, Mango, Rachel Lavelle, Malachi, Soda Blonde, Nilo, Ruth Mejber, Michal Quinn, Paddy Hanna, Alex Goff, Selavi Demai, Dahi O'Droni, Tolu McKay, and Matt O of Tebby Rex. And if you're full track listing on all of the songs played during this episode, hit up nodder9.com, look at the podcast section and the show notes, and subscribe to Nodder 9 on all podcast platforms. We'll be back with a regular episode during the week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.